Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Newstalk 830 WCCO, it is 107, it is a Wednesday. It's a beautiful sunny day outside, finally feeling like fall, and we're going to start the top of this hour chat off. By the way, Chris Haggert here with Channel 5. Wanting to dig a little deeper into the government shutdown and talking specifically about the aviation aspect to it. I know that when you turn on the news, you are seeing a lot and you're reading a lot on your phones and you're listening to it a lot on the radio, hearing a lot of discussion about what's happening at the airports. Federal employees not getting paid. You've got TSA agents. And more importantly, you have air traffic controllers. And I think there has been plenty said over the last several years about how overworked they are. And it's a stressful job. And now they are overworked and doing this stressful job and they're not being paid. So lots of questions about what that's doing. I think you probably read over the last couple of days that because of issues with air traffic control, some cities have had to step in and do the air traffic control for other communities. I heard earlier today that O'Hare had some problems. And being the news guy I am, I wanted to get some insight on this. And when I was working in Seattle, I covered Boeing and aviation. And one of the smarter guys that I'd ever talked to about this was an analyst by the name of Scott Hamilton. Scott's written several books. He publishes news on the topic all the time, and he's on the phone today. Scott, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing well. Good to connect. Always good to get some of your time, Scott. What are your thoughts on what you're seeing right now happening around the country specific to the shutdown?
Well, and to keep it just on aviation as opposed to everything else, we're seeing what we've seen before when the government is shut down, and that is sooner or later it begins to impact the air traffic control system and the controllers, and it's going to start really disrupting passenger travel, particularly at the congested airports like O'Hare, the New York area airports, Washington, D.C., and so on. And it's going to get to a real inconvenient level and not that far away. And we just have to hope that sooner or later the members of Congress and the president will come to their senses and put the government back to work.
Do you have a sense of, I don't know, if there's a way to explain the job of an air traffic controller and what kind of intense work that must be?
Well, simplistically, because it's much more complex than what I'm about to describe, the primary job of the air traffic controller is to make sure that the airplanes don't collide with each other, either on the air or on the ground. We've been seeing several instances in the recent couple of years where we've had near collisions on the ground where one airplane has had what's called an incursion on the runway of a plane that's either landing or taking off, and there have been near collisions that way. There have been near collisions in the air, and the air traffic control system and the controllers themselves are charged with preventing that from happening. Now, there are technical aspects to that as well. And quite frankly, if you have a collision, you can kill hundreds of people in one go. And that's something that weighs on your mind as a controller.
Well, and God forbid it get to that point and it takes something like that to get everybody to come together and come up with some kind of compromise here on a shutdown. But I just feel like it's human nature that when you're already doing a job that is really, really, really hard, and then you factor in you're not getting paid, like, that is a lot to ask people.
It is. And I'm sorry, you know, I have to be cynical here because we have had midair collisions and near collisions that involved hundreds of people on two airplanes that have occurred, and Congress and the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, and President Trump, quite frankly, have often used these disasters and near disasters as political talking points rather than striving to solve the problem.
I do know that there'd been some discussion earlier when the administration took over of sort of getting to work on revamping some of the technical aspects of the airports. But even prior to this shutdown, I have never really read much about what sort of movements might be done to get more air traffic controllers trained and working. And now, if they're not getting paid, what would be the motivation?
Well, the air traffic controllers are not getting paid at the moment, but they'll get their back pay when the government gets back to work. So it that doesn't help them pay the bills day to day, obviously, but that money should be coming back. But training in air traffic controllers is a multi-year task. And so you just can't go out to the Home Depot corner and pick up a bunch of migrant workers and say, let's train you as ATC people. This is a highly technical job. It's a highly stressful job, and it literally takes several years before you're certified as an air traffic controller. So you're not going to fill those vacancies anytime quickly.
Do you think that the air traffic control issue specifically, or the airline issue specifically, might be the thing that pushes a compromise?
Well, in fact, the last time we had a long shutdown, and I think it was about a 30-day shutdown,
that's right,
the air traffic controllers who began to call in sick and take their sick leaves, and you know, as some of the controllers exited their positions because of the stress, or because they actually did get sick, you had more stress going on the remaining controllers. As those guys began to exit, that actually did force the Congress to come back and pass some kind of a budget. And there's been speculation that that's what it's going to take here. But we're only a week and some days into this shutdown. No telling how long this one is going to happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
From a That's obviously the big safety issue in the skies. From a convenience issue, I flew this weekend and I didn't really notice anything at the airport. We were only a couple days into the government shutdown. My assumption is, just like with air traffic controllers, a much less stressful, high priority job, but the TSA workers at some point are going to start calling out sick as well, and those numbers are going to go down.
Well, in fact, I saw that I think only a day or two into the shutdown, the TSA people at LaGuardia Airport actually didn't show up. And so now you have thousands of people trying to clear security to take a flight. And the pictures, of course, you know, were just a massive crowd in the LaGuardia Airport terminal. And unfortunately, I've got three flights scheduled next week, and I'm not looking forward to any of them.
Yikes. Yeah. Is it close enough you can rent a car?
Well, I live in the Chicago area, and I have to go to New York, and then from New York to Seattle, and then Seattle here. So,
oh, yeah, you could drive.
I could drive to New York, but I'm not going to do the other.
You don't want to do the drive from Chicago to Seattle, Scott?
Nor from Seattle to here. I've done that. Been there, done that.
We're talking with Scott Hamilton. He is an aviation analyst. And, Scott, before we let you go, I did want you to talk. You have a book that's coming out or just came out. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's called The Rise and Fall of Boeing and the Way Back. As we know, Boeing has been in going from one crisis to another since March of 2019, and they're just finally recovering and on their way back. And this book takes a look at how Boeing came to be the dominant airplane manufacturer, surpassing Douglas and Lockheed from the piston days into the jet age, how they squandered that lead, how they got into the crisis that they got into in March of 2019, and now how they have a big rebuilding process.
It is a fascinating topic, and it really does spread a lot further into really all of business beyond what you would think with just Boeing itself. So, Scott, great to talk with you. Where can people find what you're doing on a daily basis?
They can go to lehamnews.com, LEHAMnews.com, and see what our reporting is. You can also find links to the book there. And that's where they can find the news of the day.
Scott, I hope you don't have to drive from Chicago to Seattle and Seattle back to Chicago.
Me too.
But if you do, maybe come through the Twin Cities and I'll buy you lunch.
All right.
All right. Good to talk to you. All right. News Thank Talk you. 830 WCCO. Time right now is 1:17. Donald Trump picking another fight with a Minnesota politician. Any guesses who it might be? It's not Tim Walz. We'll have the answer when we come.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.